UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
On today's edition of UrbanScope, we provide you with an update on the Caymanas Estate Sewage Conveyance System project in St. Catherine. The system, valued at $624 million, represents the largest capital development project in recent history by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Stay with us. Caymanas Estate is one of several areas across the island designated for development by the UDC. The area, located 9 miles from the center of Kingston and 6 miles east of Spanish Town, extends south of Mandela Highway and 1,800 meters north of the Slagerville Main Road. In recent times, this area has taken on greater importance due to the Caymanas Economic Zone, the build-out of homes by New Era Homes Limited, and its partial use in the planned segment of the north-south coast leg of Highway 2000. No development is possible, however, without adequate consideration for the implementation of primary infrastructure, such as sewage. The Caymanas Estate Sewage Conveyance System will be designed to accommodate sewage from recreational, residential, and commercial developments planned for the area.
The object of the project will see the completion of one of the most important components of the primary infrastructure necessary for the continued development of Caymanas Estate, and that is the conveyance of sewage from the development to a major treatment plant.
Chief Engineer UDC George Harty. The project comprises 7.4 kilometers of force main and two lift stations to move sewage from the estate to the Saltbury Wastewater Treatment Plant. However, individual development blocks will be responsible for constructing their own sewage conveyance to link into the primary facility.
The pipeline will be crossing the Mandela Highway. Except for this, the general public will not be affected by the implementation of this project. Prior to this phase, however, the public will be advised in advance as we are collaborating with the National Works Agency to ensure that the prescribed protocol of advance approval and notice are publicized prior to the commencement of the works across the Mandela Highway.
All engineering and supervision will be provided by the UDC engineering, quantity surveying, and project management personnel for the duration of the project.
The works are on schedule, so the bulk of the key imported materials necessary have started to arrive, and we could even see some elements of the work, such as the pipeline, commencing ahead of the program at this time.
Mr. Harty says all is on track for the project to be completed on time despite the geographical uniqueness of the area.
We are making every effort to make sure that the project comes in on time. We are working in a difficult environment. There's a high water table in the air, so any heavy rainfall can see the program delayed. But we don't anticipate any major disruption at this time.
Chief Engineer UDC George Harty. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, while fulfilling its mandate of making development happen, also manages key attractions as part of its investment portfolio? These include Duns River Falls and Park, at Green Grotto Caves and Attraction in St. Anne, Reach Falls, Portland, at the Fort Clarence Beach at Two Sisters Caves in St. Catherine. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.